The former Kilkenny hurler DJ Carey was due to be sentenced this morning for defrauding people by pretending to have cancer. Carey, who won 9 All-Stars, had pleaded guilty to 10 counts of dishonestly inducing people to pay him money. However, the hearing was adjourned when a sick note was given to the judge. We can get more from our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell. Orla, can you remind us, first of all, about the case against DJ Carey and about how it got to this point?
Well, as you say, Rachel, DJ Carey was due to stand trial last July, but just before he was due to go on trial, he pleaded guilty to 10 counts, and he admitted 10 counts of dishonestly inducing people to pay him money after falsely claiming to have cancer. The offences he pleaded to occurred between 2014 and 2022 and involved 13 named people, including businessman Dennis O'Brien, and 10 other counts on the indictment were to be taken into consideration. Now, the sentencing hearing was set for today. It was expected to take around an hour and a half. It was expected that we may hear victim impact evidence from some of those who gave money to Carey for cancer treatment that obviously never happened. And we were expecting to hear more details about what happened and the impact of what happened on those who had been affected. DJ Carey had been on bail in advance of the hearing, but as you say, the case didn't happen.
So what actually did happen this morning?
Well, the case was called in very busy Court 5, the Dublin Circuit Criminal Court, and Judge Martin Nolan was told that Carey was not present, and his barrister handed in a sick note, a photocopied sick note, to the judge. Prosecuting counsel Dominic McGinn said he had just received a photocopy of this medical letter, and it said that Carey was in Portiuncula Hospital in Galway. Now, Mr McGinn told the court that Gardaí had received some information yesterday suggesting this was the case. He said they had called the hospital and were told yesterday that Carey was not an inpatient. So the proceedings were paused briefly while Mr McGinn said Gardaí would make further inquiries. So after some time, the case resumed, and the court was told that Carey went into an emergency department into A&E on Monday but was not kept in. He wasn't detained there. And prosecuting lawyers said Gardaí were now told that he was now back in hospital again. He wasn't being kept in, they said, but he was waiting for a bed. At this point, Carey's defence counsel, senior counsel Coleman Cody, said his solicitor had spoken to a nurse in the hospital who said that Carey was waiting for a consultation with a consultant, but the nurse wasn't able to provide any information about why he was in hospital. Mr Cody said Carey had a history of health issues. He told the court in July that Carey had surgery last year for a heart condition, and Mr Cody said he was surmising that this could be linked to what was going on at the moment. Now, Judge Martin Nolan didn't say much about it. He just said that he would now sentence Carey on Friday.
Orla, thank you. That was our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell.